Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl podcast, where I explain what you need to know about money. I love helping you put all the pieces of the puzzle together by giving you information, tools, resources, and inspiration to live rich and love the journey. So thank you very much for downloading the show. For the past couple of episodes, we've been talking about retirement accounts, specifically common IRA mistakes in episode number 392. And then whether you should choose a traditional or Roth account for your IRA or your retirement plan at work. That was episode 393 last week. One of the points I covered in previous shows is that you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA when you make too much money. I received several questions about this, so I wanted to continue talking about retirement accounts this week. It's a really interesting topic because there's actually a legal strategy that you can use to create a Roth IRA even when you technically make too much money to qualify. The strategy is called a backdoor Roth IRA. I'm going to explain what it is, take you through a five-step process to create one, and help you understand whether a backdoor Roth IRA is smart for your situation. And if you're thinking that this topic doesn't apply to you because your income isn't high enough to lock you out of a Roth IRA yet, stick with me. This is still important for you to understand because your income is likely to grow in the future. As I've mentioned in previous shows, a Roth IRA is a type of account that allows you to save for retirement while getting some terrific tax benefits. I'm going to give you a quick summary of how it works. You make contributions to a Roth on an after-tax basis, but then never pay tax on contributions or investment growth in the account again. So when you take withdrawals to spend in retirement, they're completely tax-free. Additionally, unlike a traditional IRA, with a Roth, you can make contributions at any age and are never required to take minimum distributions. That means if you don't need to spend the money, it can continue to grow and be passed along to your heirs if you like. These tax benefits are about as good as they get. However, as I said, if you're fortunate enough to be a high earner, you can't make Roth IRA contributions. The income cutoff for 2015, if you're married and file taxes jointly, is $193,000. And if you're single, the income limit is $131,000. So how does a backdoor Roth IRA fit into this picture? Well, first you need to understand the concept of doing a Roth conversion. Since the tax benefits of a Roth IRA are so attractive, you're allowed to convert a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA no matter your income. However, you take an immediate tax hit. Remember that funds go into a Roth on an after-tax basis. So doing a Roth conversion means you have to settle up your tax bill with the government. And paying all that tax at once is a bummer. For instance, if you convert $100,000 from a traditional IRA to a Roth and have a tax rate of about 25%, you'll owe about $25,000. Even worse, if you dip into the account before reaching age 59 and a half to pay the tax, you'll also be charged a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now you'll owe 35% or $35,000. Not a good idea. Since converting a traditional IRA to a Roth requires such a big tax hit, I don't recommend it. However, there's another kind of traditional IRA that's non-deductible or taxable. This is how you can sneak into a Roth IRA even if you earn too much. Creating a backdoor Roth IRA is a completely legal strategy that begins with opening up a non-deductible traditional IRA. This after-tax account can also be converted into a Roth IRA regardless of your income. Since contributions to both a non-deductible traditional IRA and a Roth IRA are made on an after-tax basis, making a conversion doesn't require you to pay any additional tax on contributions. Let's say you're single and earn $135,000. That makes you ineligible to contribute directly to an existing Roth IRA. but you are eligible to convert a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. See the difference? There's an income limit on contributions, but not on conversions. So let me take you through the five-step process to create a backdoor Roth IRA. Step number one, open up a non-deductible traditional IRA. I'll put links to some of the best places to open up your IRA or get retirement account advice on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 394 called Five Steps to a Backdoor Roth IRA. Step number two, make your contribution. You can contribute up to $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over age 50 to a non-deductible, remember that's the taxable traditional IRA. That's the contribution limit for 2015, but it's likely to increase in future years. Step number three, convert the account to a Roth IRA. Ask your account custodian or administrator to immediately convert the account to a Roth IRA. If you already have a Roth, the converted amount can be put there. If not, the custodian will open a new Roth IRA for you. And by the way, there used to be an income limit on Roth conversions, but that's no longer the case, and anyone can make a conversion. Step number four, pay tax on any earnings. Since you already pay taxes on the money contributed to your new non-deductible traditional IRA, there is no tax due. However, if there are earnings in the account from the time you opened it and converted, there may be a small amount of taxable gain. You'll receive a statement at the end of the year to include when you file your income taxes. And step number five is repeat steps one through four. Remember that even though you have a Roth IRA, you still can't contribute additional funds directly to it when you earn more than the income limits. Creating a backdoor Roth is just a workaround strategy to have one, which basically accomplishes the same thing. But you can repeat this backdoor Roth IRA process every year that you earn more than the income limit. Unless the IRS tightens down on this loophole, having a Roth IRA is a guarantee that the money you convert will grow on a tax-free basis. Now, while these five steps to create a backdoor Roth IRA sound really simple, there's still a tricky tax pitfall to be aware of. What most people don't realize is that the tax on a Roth conversion is based on all of your IRA accounts. You have to pay tax based on the ratio of your after-tax IRA assets to your pre-tax IRA assets. For example, if your non-deductible contribution equals 25% of all your retirement accounts, then only 25% of your Roth conversion would be tax-free. If this sounds confusing, it's because it is. Just remember that if you have other IRA funds that have not been taxed yet, such as a traditional IRA, a simple IRA, or a traditional 401k rollover from a previous employer, you could still end up with a tax bill when you create a backdoor Roth IRA. A backdoor Roth is the perfect move if you don't have any other IRAs, but it gets a little complicated if you do. So always seek advice first from your IRA custodian or a tax professional. There are some tax solutions, such as doing a series of small Roth conversions over time, or doing a reverse rollover to move your traditional IRA assets into a retirement plan at work, or into a solo 401k if you're self-employed. So, who should consider creating a backdoor Roth? In general, I always recommend that your first priority be to max out a retirement plan at work before contributing to an IRA. Many workplace retirement plans offer a Roth option, which, unlike a Roth IRA, has no income limit. Workplace retirement plans have a lot going for them. They have higher contribution limits than IRAs. It's $18,000 or $24,000 if you're over age 50 for 2015. Plus, they might also offer additional employer matching funds. All these perks make them the optimal savings vehicle for retirement when available. But if you don't have access to a workplace plan, or you do but you're consistently maxing one out, a backdoor Roth IRA is something to consider. However, as I previously mentioned, if you already have traditional IRA funds, creating a backdoor Roth won't be completely tax-free. So proceed with caution and make sure to seek advice so you fully understand the pros and cons of a backdoor Roth IRA for your situation. A bunch of listeners recently posted awesome 5-star reviews of the show on iTunes. That means so much to me. Thank you. Not only because I love the feedback, of course, but because it also helps other people find the show and get the information and inspiration they need to live a richer life. So a big shout out to Anita63NYC, who says, "I'm very excited to have found this podcast. It's pleasant to listen to and easy to understand. The quick segments are great because I don't get distracted. I'll be money savvy in no time." Yes, you will, Anita. That's really great to hear. Jessica OCH says, "Personal finance has been a struggle for me. Very helpful show." Well, Jessica, you're in the right place. Please email me if there are specific topics you'd like for me to cover. There's a contact page where you can always reach me at lauradadams.com. And one last review from Cool It Now, who posted a longer review but says, "This podcast has helped me plan for my future. I'm truly thankful and I inform all my friends about it. Thank you all so, so much. I'm really glad you're listening. Talk to you next week." Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.